Governor Walker's initial budget plan left environmental groups aghast. He proposed getting rid of state recycling aid and dumping a rule to crack down on phosphorus pollution. State lawmakers and Walker eventually agreed to delay changing the phosphorus rule and to cut the recycling aid by about 40%. But that doesn't satisfy Ann Sayers of the League of Conservation Voters. She says the recycling aid reduction still means harder times for local governments.
Counties now have to look at how are they going to take care of pickup, and will they need to pass the costs on to property tax owners in order to maintain recycling programs.
Sayers says there are also disappointments on the energy front, including the doing away with the Green to Gold program that allows businesses to tap into a revolving loan fund to improve their energy efficiency.
This was a provision that allowed Wisconsin businesses to save money, to invest more in the work that they do, to hire more people.
Governor Walker has also refused to veto cuts in another non-state funded program, the Focus on Energy program funded by utility ratepayers. Walker Press Secretary Cullen Worry says the governor wants to let the Legislative Audit Bureau finish a probe of Focus on Energy. Worry declined to offer a more general statement on how green the state budget may be. But DNR Secretary Kathy Stepp contends the budget treats her agency well. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says the budget will improve Wisconsin's business climate and job prospects. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.